T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Welcome, Rise Guys Morning Show, Thursday, June 25th, 2020. It is 6.02 a.m., and rain starts in 34 minutes, according to my telephone.
I'm going to hold you to it and make sure it does.
Sometimes it says that, and then I look at the radar. Oh, yeah, there's definitely rain coming.
Make sure it's not late.
No, there's rain coming. Not a whole lot. I mean, if you live toward Columbia, yeah, there's a lot coming there. But if you live up here, just a little bit. But it's currently 70 degrees in Sugar Tit with a high today, 85 degrees under partly sunny skies.
Remember that chick that called in and said she lives in the Sugar Pit?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You'll know where you at.
No, no. But welcome to Thursday. We've made it. Matt Man's still out.
Yeah. You get to under that weather, man.
It's hard to get out from under the weather.
You inch out day by day.
Oh, yeah.
He's still under it. He ain't inching. He's under that weather.
And he'll come out from under the weather, though.
Think so?
I imagine. I mean, I can't say for certain, but I imagine.
Good thing we're not doctors.
Yeah. It's a real good thing we're not doctors.
What's up with this drip, Doc? I don't know. You might have it for a while.
Just don't
tell your wife about it.
I don't know, man.
Can you do other stuff instead of using that?
No, I can just get antibiotics for that, I think.
Oh, really?
Apparently, that'd be a better doctor than you.
Apparently.
People act like it was a death sentence. Well, that's the best doctor, right? The one that learns along the way?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Also helps if you learn along the way through medical school, probably.
That would be, you know, really important.
In residency.
Point.
What about these herpes, Doc? I heard you got it for a while. I mean,
it burns down there,
I
Doc.
Mean, you know, you want some topical ointments? You want the pills? It'll help, but it ain't going to go away ever.
I mean, remember the commercial of the guy who was riding a horse on the beach? I mean, it can't be all that bad, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to.
Ride bareback, it'll scratch it for you.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to re-strategize where I shop now for a little bit.
Why?
For the next 60 days.
Why is that?
Because I live in Clemson.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And they just passed out last night. You got to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Everybody got to wear them. Well, I mean, if you're younger than 12, you don't have to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you'll have those parents that, you know, we're anti-vaxxers. We're anti-masks, too. But everybody else got to wear them.
Yeah. So what are you going to do, go to Central?
I don't know. Maybe some surrounding areas on the way home.
Go to Seneca.
Ooh, that's a haul. See, I guess
it's like 15 minutes up the road. I can't do that.
It's
the guy who drives an hour to work every day.
I'm going to tell you something. You think Woodruff Road's bad? You try to drive through Clemson.
Oh, dude, I know.
It sucks. You can't turn around in some point. You know, you just got to go with traffic.
And it's like, I got the pot bandana for a mask, but people look at you when you wear those.
Just take one off the front desk on your way out today.
I don't think those are as good, right?
No, those are surgical masks.
Are they medical grade?
Yeah.
The pie bandana, you'll get some dudes like, hey, that's cool.
Well, you ain't trying to. Well, A, you don't smoke pot, so you're not trying to find buddies to smoke with.
You're just going to
so
look
that's
like
one thing.
Trying to be cool.
Yeah, you're just trying to be cool / false advertising.
Yeah, you're going to be dad out there with your mask on.
Mm-hmm. Other people would be like, What is that? What is he wearing?
Well, we know some people down in the central PD. We get them to mess with you if you wear that pot bandana around town.
It's your car.
You already get looked at the wrong way if you go the wrong way down the Nile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see Central and Clemson PD. They hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm. I would.
The two cops Central has.
Hey, I know one of those guys.
Yep.
You do, too. Same one, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
They're all buddies.
His wife's sweet, too.
Oh, yeah. But the masks, man. I guess it's not a bad thing, but we don't have any other people going to try to do it now.
It's a good thing.
It's a little bit of an inconvenience, but, you know.
Jim Ross told you on wrestling last night to wear your masks.
Dang it.
So I just haven't been going anywhere. So like, that's the thing. I don't like to wear one, so I don't go anywhere unless I have to.
You like to slide it under the nose just a little bit?
No.
Because you got to breathe.
Yeah.
I got cloth masks.
I have a beard, so there's air getting in around it some.
I know, man. I got my chin hairs hang out from up under the mask.
Yeah, I feel like I'm wearing panties in the 1970s when I put my mask on.
I think the worst thing is when your glasses fog up with your mask.
Yeah, that does suck.
It does.
Especially when it's raining or muggy out, that happens real bad, real fast.
Have you seen the cameras that take your temperature when you walk in?
Yeah.
They just look at you and do it.
Yeah, they do.
That's kind of like some Total Recall type stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, can you blame Clemson after 24 football players tested positive last week?
No.
And then the dozens of people who work for wrestling, for Vince McMahon, they tested positive?
Well, they didn't stop, did they? They just kept on testing.
Clemson never tested anybody, and then they had dozens of employees come up positive and jeopardize the entire immediate future of the business.
What got me was Clemson, they tested the wastewater and said there were high levels of COVID in the wastewater.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can crap it out.
Well, yeah, virus got to process out of your body somehow. Usually when you process out a virus, it's eliminated through your waste, right? I think. I don't know.
I don't think
it just evaporates.
Well, I thought when you took the pill, it killed it, and then I don't know what happened after that.
There ain't no pill to kill this.
Maybe it'll like disintegrate it. Well, see, that's the other thing.
You got a pill that kills it?
No,
I want one.
Some people are thinking, you know, it could be with you. Is it like a herpes type? You're always going to have it? Like, they don't know about that yet either.
Yeah, herpes is a virus. It never goes away. Yeah, I mean, you know, time will tell about those things. I don't really know.
Well, if they can determine if you've had it before, it may have low levels in your body after the effect, but it's still not full blown like when you come down with it.
I saw a thing that WBTV in Charlotte, was that Channel 2 up there?
Yeah.
I saw a thing they put on Facebook about Governor Cooper. He don't talk like that. It's just fun to say Governor Cooper.
Uh-huh.
But he's not Governor McMaster.
Uh-huh.
His thing about it, you know, statewide mask mandate for North Carolina now.
Oh, yeah.
But it was funny because the news story, it said, thumbs up, react, traditional like if you agree, or angry emoji face if you disagree. Dude, both of them had 7,000. On the nose.
God.
Both of it was dead. 50-50, man. So half of North Carolina supports wearing masks, and the other half is just furious about it.
Do you know if they disabled comments?
No, people were commenting, arguing like hell. That's what I was doing when I was in the bathroom this morning, was reading that.
That's what they do, man. They go back and forth.
Yeah.
People are like, Governor Cooper's killing the business.
Yeah.
All kind of wild theories.
Yeah.
What got me was when they were talking about the wastewater. I wasn't thinking, and I went straight to the sink, and I'm like, is my water ruined now?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't drink wastewater.
That's true. You don't drink wastewater.
Not anymore.
You shouldn't. You're not supposed to.
Drinking out of the toilet.
I couldn't believe it that, you get rid of a virus that way. I'm shocked.
Well, yeah.
Can you take DNA from stool?
Well, have you ever been sick, and then, towards the end of being sick, you go to the bathroom a lot? Either number ones or twos, either one.
I know when you got a Z-pack, it smells awful when you got to pee.
Yeah, well, it's flushing it out.
I just thought.
You got to flushing out your system a little bit.
I thought it absorbed.
We're up to 28,000 cases in South Carolina now. It has really spread a lot lately. So where I wasn't going out with a mask on.
Yeah.
Now when I go to the store, I probably will if there's people about.
I mean, that's just protecting yourself and other people. What's wrong with that? I mean.
Yeah. Well, it makes you look weak, apparently, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know why it's as big a deal as it is. People just absolutely don't. They just don't want to be told what to do is what it is.
But you don't know if someone is a cancer patient or whatever their deal is.
They should have to wear a necklace, though, and tell you.
I mean, just
like a Flavor Flav
clock. Care about people. That's what it comes down to. Care about your own health and other people. Because people are dying. That's a fact.
I think that's part of it, too, is that there's a big subsect of America where if you care about other people, you're a P-word, man.
Do they put more numbers out now, or is it just once a week?
South Carolina DHEC updates on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay, twice a week.
Yeah.
All right, that's good, because that's a lot. This Clemson mask thing is only for 60 days.
Yeah.
That could be longer.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess it's similar to Greenville's.
Yeah, the ordinance mandates that. I mean, they had to put a time frame, and usually they're not going to have an ordinance for 10 days. Well, they could, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
So you're one of those people, though, fat boy, you'd rather leave town and not wear a mask than wear a mask and stay in town? Or is it just because you don't have a mask? Honestly, I think most people aren't wearing masks because they're embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't really have one. Not anymore.
We'll get some from downstairs. Get you a couple.
But, you know, I'm like, I don't go to a lot of places, but if I go out and forget it, I'm like, am I going to get, what's the fine?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it varies. Greenville's $25. Unless you're an employee of a business, then it's $100.
Then you have to wear it because look at how many people you're touching, possibly.
Plus, it's hard to understand people when they got the mask on.
I'm not trying to talk to them anyway.
Like, I don't know what you're trying to say. Yeah. I pull it down a little. Damn.
Well, who are you trying to talk to? The cashier? I mean, you know, when they total up your items, if you're not doing self-checkout somewhere, it'll be on the screen. You can see how much you spent.
Just if you got a cloth mask, I'm not going to hear what you're saying.
But you try to avoid talking to people when you go out anyway. We've talked about this on the show a bunch of times.
Well, you get recognized sometimes. That's why I liked wearing the mask, because people kind of look at you like,
maybe, but I don't know.
Since when do you care about what people are saying to you, fat boy? I mean, you just ignore talking. Everybody most of the time.
They're talking to me. I want to, you know, be able to hear them.
I mean, there's been several times I can remember where I was in Walmart, like walking in or walking out, and I'd hear somebody either in the parking lot or way behind me in the store go, "Hey, Nine!" And I'd just keep going like I didn't hear nothing. It's like, I mean, you're either like 100 feet behind me still in the parking lot and I'm going in, or I'm going out and you're yelling at me from electronics. So I'm just going to keep going.
You Nine? Nope.
No.
I just look like him.
I will be in the morning, but I'm not right now.
Play him on TV.
I like to, if I'm in a parking lot and I think somebody might recognize me, they're inching toward me.
Yeah.
They kind of get that look on their face like, I run to the car.
You pull a gun on them?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, okay.
It'll come to that. But I run to the car and try to speed off.
Okay.
I won't look at him. You kind of got a feeling if you think somebody knows who you are.
Yeah, you get it after a few years.
For some reason, I just pictured Fred Flintstone in his car speeding off.
No, that's Stone Man.
Oh, wait, that's okay.
This is Fred Flintstone.
Wrong caveman.
Just stare at the floor. Just keep walking. But I wear the same thing all the time, so it's going to be, you know, hard to hide from people.
Yeah.
Just stay home. I mean, ideally, that's what you want to do.
Just let other people do it for you, fat boy.
Yeah.
It's easier that way.
Fat boy, somebody on the CVM text line at 72341. That's 72341. Standard messaging and data rate supply. He's asking if you can please cut a hole in your mask. It's apparently causing some chafing.
Oh, I thought it wasn't that second text that came in.
No, it wasn't that one.
Yeah. Besides, you can
everybody's a comedian.
You can have everything practically delivered to your home now. You can have your groceries delivered, your food. You don't have to go anywhere except work.
Yeah, you can Instacart. I mean, groceries cost more that way, but you had them delivered to your house.
Have you used that yet?
No, but it's available in my neighborhood. I can get groceries delivered from all kind of places, way over here even.
Have you had a contactless delivery?
With food, yeah.
Well, mine are supposed to be, but last time I got a pizza, the guy had a cigarette in his mouth, and he just walked up to the door and handed it to me.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get for ordering from Vic's Pies.
Yeah, the pizzas. You had all of them?
Yeah, I'm Vic. I got to go. I got some in the oven right now.
Vic's Pies.
I mean, you
it's
order
pie.
Yeah, Vic's Pies. I mean,
nom, nom.
What do you want this? You want a drag?
You eat meat.
Yeah.
Customer service.
Well, I mean, it's a fat boy. You no offense to Vic's Pies, wherever they may be, but I mean, you ordered a pizza that cost $5. What do you expect?
Right.
This one was a little bit more.
You're in my territory.
I can't get that one in my area yet.
Oh, okay.
Hope they put another one.
I mean, I had one delivery about a week ago. The kid walked up. He was wearing a mask. He walks up to the front door, and he just stands there with the food while Inga barks at him.
Bless him.
And he just stands there, and I'm waiting on him to put it down and leave, but he just kept standing there. And he just and then he rang the doorbell a second time, and he's still standing there. So I'm blank.
World.
So I got up and went and had a face-to-face interaction with a human. I didn't mind. He was a polite kid, you know. We didn't really get too close to each other, just arm's length.
It's not that hard. Did he say, hey, are you nine? Nope. Slam the door.
No. He was polite. He's a nice kid. I was just hoping he would leave it so I could just, you know. Go.
Right?
It used to be. Remember when you used to get a package delivered back in the day? Now, even before coronavirus, UPS or FedEx or whoever, post office, they run up, drop the box, hit the bell, and run back to the vehicle.
Yep.
That's just how they do to save time and get their job done because they all got so much to do every day. Used to be they'd stand there with a box. They'd just stand out there knocking on the door, ringing the bell, any kind of package.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, that's Q-tips. You ain't got to protect it.
I live.
Just leave it.
I live in an apartment, so, you know, I walk along and see other apartments, and everybody gets their deliveries and whatnot to their door.
Yeah.
But there's an apartment with a ring doorbell.
Yeah.
I'm like, we in an apartment. Why you got a ring doorbell? I didn't try to sound like Chris Rock when I said it, but I mean, really, like, why do you have a ring doorbell in an apartment?
I have neighbors that have those.
Really?
Yes.
Why? I mean, you see,
Why not?
I mean, there's no sides to protect, and the back is kind of closed off.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just a door. Can't you see who leaves things at your place and things like, you know, if you have things delivered, it's a great idea.
I mean, you can see the guys cutting the grass and people driving, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, well, what happens, like Paige, if you have packages delivered, do they leave them at your front door? Do they leave them at the mailbox or the office or what?
They'll leave them at the front door.
Okay.
If you get the right ones.
Well, I had a buddy who lived in an apartment. He had three or four packages stolen in the course of a couple of weeks, so then he installed like a Ring camera just to video whoever's stealing his boxes.
Do you think they get so busy they just kind of throw them wherever? I got a buddy that's a mailman. I could probably ask him, but man, I've had my packages end up on the other side of the complex.
I rarely have had that issue. I had one time a package got delivered to my house from the post office, and it was marked as delivered, but it wasn't in my house, so I called up the post office there in Piedmont, and within 2 hours, it was at my house. They left it at the wrong house, went back and got it, and brought it to me.
Yeah, that happens.
That was the one time, like in my entire life, I've had that thing happen. I've gotten extra stuff that I didn't even order from Amazon more times than that's happened.
My wife got a gift that was delivered to the wrong place, and they found out it was delivered to the wrong apartment, and then it was a piece of jewelry, and I'm like, that ain't coming back. Whoever got it ain't returning it. They kept it.
Yeah.
And those people ended up moving, but still, I don't get it, man. Like, how does this end up all the way over there? I guess you get tired. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'd probably sling them wherever just so I can go home.
Well, we would. We're lazy, though.
I know. I had a bunch of sewing stuff delivered at my house, and then there was another package in with that. So I was nice enough to walk it down to my neighbor's house. But I know that I've had stuff left somewhere, and nobody's given it to me, and I had to wait weeks to have it re-delivered.
I'd probably drive it to them. I mean, I drive to the trash can. I don't like to walk there.
Yeah.
But I'd probably take it to them that way, but I don't know. It just seemed odd to see a ring doorbell in an apartment.
It's common.
I guess.
More than you think these days.
You're always judging everybody, Fat Boy. You're always just sitting in judgment
of
everybody.
He's afraid of progress.
That's fun, right? Judging people. Yeah. I know in church they tell you not to, but I mean, come on, that's fun.
It's fun to do it for fun. I think you take it seriously.
It's a human condition.
Well, it's an annoyance to him until he realizes, dang, that's pretty smart when you can track things that disappear. I need this because then I can see when my food's coming up to the doorbell and open it when I want to get my food.
I can see who stole from me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, food delivery. I get up and watch in the window.
Yeah. I just track them on the GPS on the app the whole way to my house.
Oh, man. Well, your dog doesn't go crazy, though, when the door, you know, they start beating on it.
Inga does.
Mine flips out.
Inga barks like hell.
Like, quit barking. I want
to eat. Gets up in the window beside the door. I mean, she wants to get at somebody.
Did you see real quick that the construction on Woodruff got bumped back?
No.
It's going to be till October.
I mean, I'm not surprised. They're doing a lot of it. It rained on them a lot.
I'm going to tell you something. If you leave equipment out here, somebody's going to come get it.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I mean, I don't know what tractors, like what some names of them are, but there's a lot of stuff out here.
Well, remember when somebody had stole the ATM from the bank that used to be across the street and it closed down?
Yep.
They stole the whole ATM, and they used like a backhoe or a front end loader or some piece of stolen construction equipment to steal an ATM.
Why don't they hang it? There's nowhere to hang it from here.
Well, you can't hang some of them big things, man.
Could you put some stuff on our roof? Will they let them do that?
I don't know if you should put stuff that heavy on a roof.
Yeah, try it. See what happens.
I don't know if you should store them up there. Oh, I'm sure the company would rent them the space.
It's always it's always a gamble when you come here because you don't know which what's going to be open or not.
Yeah.
It was good today, but yeah, it just sucked. Like October, man, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are heavy pieces of equipment.
And that was another thing. You talk about people in the COVID and how they argued. They argued a lot over this.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like losing money for businesses. It's taking too long.
Yeah.
Can't get permits. How you ain't going to get a permit?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you can see where the bureaucracy fails and the government fails.
That's how Michael Cogdill phrased it, just like I said. How you ain't going to get a permit?
I'm sure that's exactly what he said.
It's a hot topic, man.
Fat boy, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
That means Facebook fussing in about an hour.
Oh, I missed the clap again.
I didn't do the cadence that time. I said Facebook fussing.
I don't want to wear it out.
I didn't say Facebook fussing. Yeah, see? You good.
We good now.
My little song girls.
Yeah. And then we got Fat Boy's thing about the statues representing representing the town, basically. Not statues of people, but statues that kind of pay tribute to the town, tell you what the town's all about.
I've waited 24 hours for the answer for my question, so be prepared.
Well, you know what? I may throw something at you because as I was thinking, there's a town that we might lose altogether.
Really?
I don't see how it can stay.
Man.
Goodness.
So would we change West Pelzer to just regular Pelzer?
Oh, no. Pelzer's the one you need to worry about.
That's West what Pelzer. I was saying. We'd change West Pelzer to just regular Pelzer.
No.
Because there wouldn't be a Pelzer anymore.
Those are separate. West Pelzer's much nicer.
That's what I'm saying. We would change West Pelzer to Pelzer because Pelzer won't exist.
Yeah, but you don't want to be associated with Pelzer. You want to be West Pelzer.
But Pelzer isn't the town you were talking about.
No, not that one.
Okay.
No. I didn't even think about Pelzer.
What town might we lose altogether?
If I even told you the name, it'd give it away.
Oh,
I guess, you'd know why.
I guess it would.
Like, you'd know exactly why.
But is it in the upstate? Is it in Western North Carolina?
It's in the upstate.
Okay.
Barely.
Barely.
I think.
Okay.
Well, maybe not. I'm bad at geography. Okay. It's around here.
Is it close by, within an hour of the studio?
Probably on the cusp.
Okay.
Pretty close.
All right. Well, I can't wait to find out. That's a hell of a tease. I can't wait to find out
going
about
up,
that.
Going up yonderways.
We'll do that later on this morning. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex right now?
We're going to find out if the Herd Immunity Fest is still going on. And is everybody in for the whole billing? Are the bands up for that? We'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
And find out what bands are hard up for money coming up next in Rise Guys headlines.
Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show. 93.3 the planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Yo.
All right. Well, is it time to start going to concerts? Maybe not. So next month's Herd Immunity Fest has changed its name, but it's still going down, according to promoters. But it's kind of like a crazy thing to announce this. It's a 3-day music festival. It's going to happen in less than a month now, July 16th through the 18th, in Riggle, Wisconsin. So three days of being together with all these people. And the bands that were set included Static X, Dope, Bubba Flex, Royal Bliss, and Nonpoint.
Yeah, they are probably all hard up for money.
So here's the thing that made everything go viral. The festival started billing itself as the Herd Immunity Fest, which is not in great taste these days, because what are you implying? And one band, of course, everybody's going to comment on something like that. Spider One from Power Man 5000, he had a little quote about this title. He says, the title is basically saying to their fans, come see us and we hope you get sick. What the actual F?
Well, Rob Zombie's brother could, you know.
Yeah.
Add some perspective to this situation.
Old Spider.
Spider!
You guys do that one song, and then what else?
They had a couple.
We even have. I don't know if we got any PM5K.
Well, you know what? If we don't, it ain't their fault, it's ours. We should. We should definitely have that song.
I can tell you where I was when it came out, high school, and we were like, man, this is awesome.
It was badass, wasn't it?
It was.
There it is.
We got it!
Yeah, we do.
So Nonpoint replied and said, hey, brother, Nonpoint is not playing because of the way the festival is named. We've dropped off.
They're good dudes, non-point. They've always been super nice guys. Every time I've seen them at Ground Zero, every so 6 months fun. For 20 years.
So much fun.
That's a band people like refer to a lot. Like, you know, I like a non-point song, or you know non-point, and I'm like, I don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
I know the name, couldn't tell you who's in it.
It's just a fun show every time they play. So much fun.
It's like I get the same reaction when people talk about Stuck Mojo. I'm like, I know the name, but
yeah.
Should they be a big band?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of those bands is really a big band, but they're successful enough to make a living off music, far as I can tell.
So, of course, Power Man 5000, they were never booked. They were just commenting on the festival's name and how ridiculous it is. So the festival promoters, they did some damage control, and they're saying they're selling 20% of the venue's capacity, which if you do any kind of booking, that's just ridiculous. There's no way you can even cover any of the expenses. That's just a waste of time.
Did you see the lineup, though? I mean, they didn't break the bank on the lineups, what I'm saying.
If everybody's playing for free, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
It's a waste of time.
What's the lineup again? Can you go back on the lineup?
Dope, which they're pretty good.
$5,000 max.
Boba Flex, Royal Bliss. Static X.
I don't think you paid any of those bands anywhere near $10,000 to appear.
No. Not even. No.
Not Boba Fett.
No. So, I mean, you could make your money back on that show and make a profit because you didn't spend any money on the lineup.
Yeah.
You didn't have to.
Yeah. But you're going to charge people at the door. That's all you're going to get because that's not going to sell out prior to the event.
No. Hopefully they drink a lot.
That's it.
And eat food and buy merch.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if it goes down, if it happens. It's the 16th through the 18th in Wisconsin.
It's weird. If you have a little bit of success in music, like chart success, sales success, airplay success, you're getting paid a lot of money per show. There's a lot of overhead involved, but it costs a lot to book you. And then if you start to really get hot, it's quick when you get up above six figures a gig.
We're just not ready yet, right?
Who? The world?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
But here's the thing is most of the promoters are going to have riders where you're going to keep the band safe and away from people, and the bands would probably just sit in their buses until the time that they go on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be hanging out in the venue with all those people either.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if that goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those. They're hoping, I guess, people are real hard up just to see something.
Yeah.
And they'll go.
You know what I bet is about a $10,000 band? I don't know much about booking, but I bet Fozzy's about $10,000. A band like that.
Yeah. Probably.
If you really want them, it costs you more, but you could get them coming through the area for probably $10,000.
Because, you know, the guys are like, Chris, man, we don't wrestle. We need money.
Yeah. Like, man, we don't wrestle. We didn't write a bunch of books and stuff.
What are you bookings, brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your driving. Do you speed?
More than I should.
On a regular basis, because there was a study done and they found that men break the speed limit twice as often as women do. So maybe that's just a habit that you have driving. I was terrible with it.
Yeah, I did it. I got this thing, man, where if you're like coming up on me and I'm like, I speed up real quick, like, is this fast enough for you? I'll show you.
Man, they dropped the speed limit on Highway 25 through Moonville. So basically, it goes to 55 now when you get to the food line. But the whole way from 85 to the food line all the way up 291 and 25 is 45-mile-an-hour speed limit now. It used to be 55 for a lot of it, but now it's 45. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody, like, people are like, you know what? I don't necessarily agree with you lowering the speed limit, so I'm going to pretend you never did. People drive faster down there. I was going through there this morning doing 15 over, getting my doors blown off.
Right.
All right.
By everybody. I mean, people were just zipping by me. I'm doing 15 over. I was doing right at 60 in a 45, admitting to it publicly. What's wrong with me?
Are you talking about like where the graveyard is in Woodmont?
All through there. Yeah, it's 45 now.
I mean, basically,
place.
Once you cross over Highway 86 on 25 going towards Greenwood, then it hits 55 again.
It is a good idea to go with traffic so you don't cause an accident by going too slow or if you're going too fast and reckless.
Well, I never want to drive 70 on Highway 25.
No.
Too many damn deer out there to go fast.
That's suicide. So,
you don't want to miss Arby's either.
I know where it is.
Researchers, they looked over 5 billion miles worth of driving data, and they found that men speed 94% more than women. That's about twice as often. Young men are the worst. 17-year-old guys break the speed limit at 130% more than women that age. But I think it also depends on who you are and what you do, because I've known men that, you know, every time they get in the car, it's speeding all the time. And either you're going to weave in and out of traffic, but you cannot tolerate people that are going the speed limit.
Yeah.
You cannot handle that. You have to pass somebody.
Yeah, I don't like to speed too much, especially if I'm, you know, almost out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to stop. I can get about 50 miles a gallon if I don't, you know, if I ride down the hill.
Oh, yeah, man. I can stretch mine out in my car, too, and get close to 40.
But it does change a little bit in the data. It doesn't even start to even out until we hit our 30s. But by our 40s, women are slightly more likely to speed. And that's just about 2% more than men.
Probably do speed, too. Speed while you're on speed. Yeah, women.
Leg speed.
Women seem like the type, they'd be like, if you tailgate them, they'll just go real slow. Just to, you know, well, you're not going to pass me. Just to prove you a point.
Dominant driver, yeah. I'm the mom here. I'm in control.
I felt bad yesterday because I was tailgating, or I wasn't tailgating. I was being tailgated by someone. And, you know, I'm like, he's right on my ass. And I'm, you know, it's a back road, two lanes. I'm doing about 50 and 45s. I figure we're cool. It's kind of windy. I don't know it that well, so I'm not going too fast. He's right on my ass to the point that I'm cussing. You know, I'm like, you know, just blanking this guy up and down. And then we get up to the end of the road there where it hits Highway 25, and I'm going left, and he goes right. Let's see his veteran tag. Oh, and then I felt kind of bad, but I'm like, well, you know what? I respect your service, but I'm still mad at you for tailgating me because that wasn't nice.
That's true.
I respect you, but still.
You're not going to get the bumper sticker that says, if you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair. That seems to be a popular one.
Yeah, wow. You ride my ass, I'm going to blank yours.
I need that.
That's a better one.
But once you have to go to traffic court with that ticket, you're going to slow down. I'm telling you. Yeah. It works. It's a deterrent because you don't want to pay that. You don't want more points on your driver's
if
license.
If I saw that sticker on the back of your car, it makes sure you got all the room you needed.
Yeah, I'm way, buddy.
This
That's
dude's
fine.
Threatening me
you,
here.
You win.
I'd probably come to a stop until you got out of sight.
Seriously. Lord. Well, Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those your Rise Guys Headlines.
Fat boy. What's happening in the hole, Fat Boy?
It's going to sound like deja vu, but they just wrapped up the Talladega noose investigation. I got another one they got to look at now.
Really?
Another incident.
Oh, man, okay. I'll
tell you what happened and where it was.
Okay.
Coming up.
Well, thank you. We'll do that and more in the Rise Guys Sports Hall with Fat Bo right after this.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Part 2 just wrapped up Talladega. The FBI said, look, Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. Nobody knew what stall he was going to be in, and that was there before, since last year. This is more than likely probably a copycat situation. Sonoma Raceway. They only go there once a year. Race the road course.
Yeah, man, I like their road course races a lot. I dig the super short tracks, the super speedways, and the road course races. Those are the best ones. The road course races the last few years have been the absolute best ones.
Yeah.
Turning right. Something about turning right, man, just turns me on.
So at Sonoma, there was a piece of twine tied in what appeared to be a noose hanging from a tree on the Raceway property. So same drill, FBI. They're investigating with local authorities. They're looking at surveillance footage. If they found somebody did it intentionally, they're banned for life. That's just from NASCAR. Criminally, I don't know what you can do to them. But, I mean, it sucks, but it's probably going to happen more than once. You know, some people think it's funny.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Facebook.
And they go to Sonoma once a year. They canceled this one for this year. This is the COVID. But they're trying to go to tracks where the states have looser restrictions where they can get in. So don't know how much they're going to go out west again this year or what.
Yeah, probably not a whole lot. It's a weird situation for them because they're operating and they have a sport where they're able to operate better than most other leagues could because you're not on top of other people every day. But it's still interesting how much it's going to change, where they're going to be able to go from month to month.
Yeah, it is.
Or week to week, you know, because, I mean, some states are going to close some of those sorts of things back down.
Well, they already moved the All-Star race to Bristol.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
That was smarter NASCAR to do that, too. They moved it before North Carolina spiked as bad as they've spiked now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to, if they're going to allow fans at that one or not.
Yeah, well, like 60,000 cases in North Carolina now?
Yeah, I think so.
Around that?
Not anymore when you wear those masks. You're going to curb spike. Yeah. Ezekiel Elliott, now that you mentioned it, he's got COVID.
Really?
And he says it's, you know, it's not too bad for him. He's had a little bit of shortness of breath that only lasted a few days. Not ready to work out yet, but it's not hitting him like it. But that's the thing. I don't know what it's going to do to athletes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's an NFL player. He's a professional athlete. I mean, it's not the things like that probably aren't going to be as hard on him as they are on most of us because he's a tank and we're just fat guys.
I don't think any of the Clemson players that tested positive had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah, that's the way to be, that's is good. Asymptomatic with it.
But you're young and in great shape.
For your own self, anyway.
If you're late 30s and overweight.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to do to you.
Oh, yeah, North Carolina, almost 60,000. Up there, the Virginia numbers.
God. I hope you're doing your part, Big Brown. Put your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
See if you like this. Major League Baseball is they're considering a new rule. Probably not going to do it after the flack they called on for social media.
No.
But pitchers like to lick their fingers a lot before they grab the ball. And what Major League Baseball is considering is called the wet rag rule. So pitchers can have a wet rag on the mound with them instead of licking their fingers.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. I don't know if each pitcher is going to have his own rag or a rag's going to stay on the mound in between innings. But people are clowning them on Twitter, man.
About what, having a wet rag in your pocket?
Yeah. Or even on the mound.
Yeah.
They're saying, good luck, hitters. Water won't be the only thing on that rag.
Oh.
And the sweaty fingers touching a ball transmit less germs than a licked finger.
Can I, instead of a rag, can I have like a slightly damp sock in my pocket?
Now that's going to make you kind of dangle it when they're up in the box. Like, look at this.
You don't know what's in this sock.
Disgusting.
Yeah, you do.
This sock can walk on its own.
Yeah. It stands up by itself.
Rags and socks all over the place.
You still want to hit this ball?
No.
Oh, man. Why is it? Baseball can't get out of its own way, man.
Baseball's funny. Baseball's fun because it's a bunch of – it's like the – it's like it's run by the judge from Nothing But Trouble, you know, where it was Dan Aykroyd and his nose fell off because he was so old. That's who runs baseball.
I mean, it's more athletic now than it used to be.
Yeah, it is.
Back when we were growing up, anybody could play.
Mike Trout's built like a linebacker, man.
David Wells.
Like a big linebacker.
David Wells is a fat pitcher.
Yeah.
Rod Beck was a fat pitcher with a mullet.
Yeah.
Anybody could play baseball in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember back when now all these guys are flamethrowers, man. All these dudes coming up, they all had Tommy John at 16, so their elbow bends all kind of ways it ain't supposed to naturally. They throw wicked sliders at 92 mile an hour. They throw 104 mile an hour fastballs. All of them do.
Tony Gwynn, one of the best hitters of his era, was a fat diabetic who dipped. Herbie Puckett was blind in one eye.
Well, remember the Phillies team that won the World Series? Dykstra was he was drunk and like coked up and stuff the whole time. I don't know how he was able to play. John Kruk, Chubby, Incavilla, Chubby. I mean, these guys were like fat drunks. These guys were a throwback to the old days of baseball, and they won the World Series being fat drunks.
Darren Dalton?
I mean, we could have a chance.
Yes.
Darren Dalton's over here looking for aliens while he's trying to catch foul balls behind the plate.
The schnoz on Eisenreich. It was massive.
Just the name is great.
Yeah.
Also, they canceled the New York Marathon over coronavirus concerns.
Yeah.
If you had plans to run in that, I didn't. I was thinking about it.
I did not either.
Yeah, you did.
But you ain't going to run it now.
You get a participation award.
54,000 people finished last year's marathon.
They were thinking about doing a marathon in downtown Greenville, but they figured people get bored passing the same stuff over and over again.
Right.
You found all the rats yet?
They're mine.
Found them all in five passes. The whole thing is up and down Main Street 100 times.
That's sports. We out of here.
All right.
Find all the rats.
Good. Facebook Fuzzy coming up in about a half an hour. Fat Boy is going to piss off everybody in the upstate later, and I'm going to help. And a whole lot more. A whole lot more of us. Rise Guys Morning Show. We're going to come back about 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
More rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears. Starting at 10. Right after these Rise Guys shut up.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.